Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today.
What is the intention and the process before punching when you know you need more than just physical mass to break through what you're punching?
Sometimes it's about giving and sometimes it's about taking. This is the balance. You have, of course, training methods in order for you to practice your body mechanics, your mind, in order to express, to give. But at the same time, you also need all of these methods where you are learning to take. It's not about you now giving something, it's about you getting the impact.
What does that look like to receive something before the punch?
That is like typical what we regard as its so-called hardening training, which means all the areas that are vulnerable on your body, there are ways to develop it that at least they are not as weak anymore. Of course, it all has a certain limit, but the limits can be quite high.
What are the places in the body that are most vulnerable that you train to harden and strengthen?
I think as a martial artist, especially all of the areas of your limbs that normally have the first contact with your counterpart. It's the forearms, it's the elbows, sometimes it's for the shoulder. Then it's the knees, of course, it's the shin bones, and it is the chest. But this is not to give, it is for you to take.
How do you harden all these places? Is it just a matter of striking repeatedly until you break something, like right before breaking it?
This is the nice part why still after 35 years, I'm still like diving even into this area, and why this Shaolin arts for me is just giving me so many answers. Because, for example, this way of hardening was taught to me follows a very specific structure. You start with the wooden level. Afterwards, you still have four other elements, which are in the Chinese traditional medicine, or the traditional Chinese medicine, or in the field of Chinese ancient knowledge. We have not just yin and yang, we have also the five transformation phases: wood, fire, metal, earth, and water. I said number one is wooden level. You want to develop something about yourself, you start with wood.
Wood.
Now, many people misconfuse, for example, now, if we talk about those five transformation phases, they often, let's say, think about the real element, meaning the piece of wood, the fire that's burning. Okay. If you go another step beyond it, we talk about the qualities of these elements. And what do you have in wood, for example? Wood means it is still on the verge of growing. So that means inside of wood, you still have uprising. We call it energy, because the wood, it's still in the process of developing something. And this is why sometimes we also say, this is where you start the day. Because sleeping is for us winter time. You're stagnating. You're inside of yourself. Everything is calm. Everything is quiet. And after winter comes spring. Spring and winter time. How do they differ? For example, just by the feeling of you standing in front of your house, standing there in wintertime, and then comparing it just to the feeling, now spring is there. You know, the grass already started slowly growing, the birds maybe already start singing, more people come out of the house, a little bit more smiling than usual. So you feel something is rising. And it is this type of energy, this type of feeling, that we need to get used in our body first, because we want to develop something. And this is why you need proper methods. Back to the question, what do I prepare when we go into a confrontation? On that day, I prepare nothing anymore. I hope that I have prepared in the previous years just good enough to just face you however you are. Because to change something on the day,
not gonna happen, yeah.
You know, that's why sometimes people say you just fight how you train or you train how you fight. That's the thing. It's not just like you reinvent yourself on the day where you have a competition. No, on the day of the competition, what you can do is just put and express what you have. Mm. If you didn't have it on that day, it's not going to come because you do something about it on that day. And so there also goes now this idea about we don't know what this lifetime is going to throw at us, what type of challenges we're going to face. But therefore, it's always nice, and me personally, it also gives me a good sense of being prepared. If I just know that I went through a lot of things already, where sometimes you ask, but why do you do it? How often will it happen in lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, even if it happens one time, I'm better be prepared. Right. This is how what I prefer.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.